Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sunwave Gas and Power, Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. Mets over the Diamondbacks, 3-2. The Mets have won the first two games in this series. They'll need a lot more down the stretch. Hoping to get some help, though, from the Padres, who lead the Cubs 5-2 now in the bottom of the second. So if the Cubs lose, the Mets will be only three games out. They're in it, as the Mets just got to get through this week. They've already won two against Arizona. They can win at least one more. They'll win this series. The Dodgers are here this weekend. The Mets' schedule gets a lot easier over the last couple of weeks. This thing's not over yet, and the Mets are able to get a win tonight behind more good pitching. Last night it was a combination of Jacob deGrom and Seth Lugo. Tonight they got through it with Zach Wheeler, Brad Brock, and Justin Wilson. As the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Arizona did get on the board right away tonight. Ketel Marte, who did not put a ball in the play yesterday, led off tonight's game with a single, and then he stole second base after Wilmer Flores popped out. Marte was still in scoring position for the D-backs' leading RBI man, Eduardo Escobar.
Wheeler to the belt. Now the pitch. Swing and a grounder to the left side. Base hit going into left center field. Marte will score easily. He rounds third and comes home standing and holding on at first with an RBI single. His 111th run batted in of the year, Eduardo Escobar. And the Diamondbacks have a 1-0 lead.
Arizona out in front. Escobar, one of the top RBI men in the National League, as he was able to give Arizona a 1-0 lead with that base hit to drive in Ketel Marte. Overall this year, Escobar becoming the first National League switch hitter to reach triple digits in runs batted in since Chase Headley in 2012. He had 115 that year, did Headley, and Escobar knocking on that door with number 111 on that base hit. He would get his 112th later in the evening. So the Diamondbacks a 1-0 lead. Zach Gallen has been really good. He was pretty good tonight. A quality start from Gallen. He had 9 strikeouts to tie a career high. He fanned Jeff McNeil 3 times. Only the third time this season McNeil has punched out 3 times in a game. But Gallen couldn't get by Todd Frazier tonight. In the bottom of the second, the Mets would get 2 runs to take the lead. Robinson Cano led off the inning with a single. Ahmed Rosario walked, and 2 batters later, it was Frazier hooking one toward the left field corner.
Gallen checks the runners. Now the pitch. Swing and a liner down the left field line. Fair ball. Base hit going into the corner. Cano will score easily. Rosario on his way to third. Rojas up with the ball. Rosario being waved home. Relay throw to the plate. The slide. He's safe. And down to second goes Frazier. 2-run score. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1.
Big knock from Todd Frazier, batting in the 8th spot in the order tonight. Doubling into the left field corner, bringing home Cano and Rosario. The Diamondbacks did challenge the play, but Rosario ruled safe. The call stood, and the Mets kept their 2-1 lead. After that, Zach Gallen would retire the Mets in order in the bottom of the third, but in the 4th inning, Robinson Cano would double to deep right center field to start things off. After a walk to Brandon Nimmo with 1 out, it was Todd Frazier batting again. Pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air, left center field, it's deep. Marte's back over toward the warning track at the wall. The ball's off the fence and it bounces away from the outfielders. Cano routes third and scores. Nimmo will hold it third as Marte finally was able to retrieve it and get it back toward the infield. Todd Frazier just missed a 3-run homer. He settles for an RBI double. He's driven in all 3 runs tonight, and the Mets have a 3-1 lead. Todd Frazier with the 3 runs batted in with those 2 doubles. That one, the insurance run of the game, presented by Hiram Cohen & Son, celebrating 100 years and 4 generations of insurance excellence. Visit HiramCohen.com. And the Mets would need their insurance tonight as Frazier gave them a 3-1 lead. Zach Wheeler would make 3-1 hold up through seven innings. Wheeler was solid tonight, struck out seven as he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. For Wheeler, exactly one run allowed in each of the last three consecutive starts. He's now 4-1 lifetime against the Diamondbacks, with a 2.58 ERA against them in seven outings. And tonight, Wheeler was able to keep Arizona off balance, got some help with a double play ball in the fourth inning after a Christian Walker base hit. In fact, Arizona would hit into a couple of double plays tonight to help Wheeler along, with Ketel Marte flying out to left to end the top of the seventh. Zach Gallen on the mound for the D-backs got through six, and then Jimmy Scherfe and T.J. McFarland combined for a scoreless seventh inning. In fact, the Mets did not even get a man on base after Frazier's RBI double in the fourth inning. The Arizona pitchers combined to retire the last 14 consecutive Mets hitters. And the Diamondbacks would try to come back late against the Mets bullpen after Wheeler left. It was Brad Brock who entered. Brock has been excellent against right-handed batters this year, but he has had all sorts of trouble against lefties. That would continue tonight as Wilmer Flores grounded out, but that brought up the left-handed batting Eduardo Escobar with one out in the eighth inning.
The 0-2 on the way to Walker, hit high in the air, deep to left center, back towards the wall. It might go, and it's gone. An opposite field home run for Eduardo Escobar as he cuts the Mets lead to 3-2 with his 34th home run of the year, and Escobar has driven in both Arizona runs.
So is the two third basemen doing all the offense in this game. Frazier driving in all three Mets runs, Escobar with the two Diamondback RBIs, and for Eduardo Escobar, a home run is 34th of the year to go with his 112 runs batted in as the Mets lead was cut to one. Then Brad Brock would get Christian Walker to fly out. Justin Wilson entered to face the left-handed batting Josh Rojas, but Rojas walked. He also stole second. However, Wilson would rebound to retire Adam Jones on a ground out to short after a long at-bat. Wilson winning that battle, and the Mets would take the lead into the ninth inning. In the top of the ninth, Nick Ahmed led off with a base hit. Carson Kelly bounced out to first, allowing Ahmed to advance to second, but then Kevin Crone singled. Ahmed moved to third, and Tim LaCastro came on as a pinch runner for Kevin Crone. That brought Ketel Marte to the plate. He had a soft liner toward first that Pete Alonso dove for, knocked down. He kept it in front of him. He picked it up, and then he got the out at first as Marte was retired. Tim LaCastro was standing on first base as Alonso approached, and there was a possibility Alonso could have just tagged LaCastro and stepped on first to end the game, but LaCastro got away, ended up at second, with Alonso throwing behind Nick Ahmed at third base. So Arizona, fortunate the game didn't end on a double play ball there, and they had a chance to take the lead with Wilmer Flores batting. Runners on second and third, two outs in a one-run game, and Justin Wilson still out there after he really ran out of gas on Sunday, approaching 30 pitches against the Phillies. He went beyond 30 pitches tonight. But as Mickey Callaway said, he had to leave Wilson out there, and Wilson would get the job done in the end, striking out Wilmer Flores.
Wilson sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Justin Wilson survives a scary ninth inning. Strikes out Wilmer Flores to end it. And the Mets have taken the first two of this important four-game series from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And just barely.
Justin Wilson with two saves this year. One was a five-out save in April. And tonight, a four-out save against the Diamondbacks as Wilson figured it out in the end. He struck out Wilmer Flores to win the game. Mets beat Arizona 3-2.